Welcome to this bonus edition of YCSO Behind the Badge. I'm Deputy Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer here at the York County Sheriff's Office. And in this episode, a bonus episode, we're going to talk about scams. New scams, old scams, the scams that are really running rampant nowadays, where these diabolical scammers are now really getting around impersonating real York County Sheriff's Office employees, pretending to be us to scam you out of your hard-earned money. Before we move on, go to our website, yorkcountysheriff.com. You can find out all the information that you need about our office, the people at our office, and what they are and who they are and what they do here. Because we will never, ever ask you for money. Let's put it that way. And Sheriff Kevin Tolson, in one of the multitude of videos we've done, these funny little videos we've done on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, trying to prove to you and show you these scammers are impersonating us, trying to get your money. And this is what Sheriff Tolson had to say at the end of one of these videos where we scam the scammer.
Folks, don't give money to these scammers. Again, we will never ask you for money over the phone. If anything, we'll send an officer to you with a piece of paper explaining everything. Don't succumb to a scammer.
So, with that said, thank you, Sheriff. A brief introduction to everybody on the command staff here at the York County Sheriff's Office, which includes Sheriff Kevin Tolson, Major Fred Moore, Captain Lee Stoneburner, Captain Jonathan Reed, Captain Josh Solomon, Captain Jeff Cornwell, Captain Carson Neely, and even Chief John Hicks and Assistant Chief Rodney Hope over in the detention center, because they have been used also in these impersonation scams. And we have gotten them so recently, as much as last week, where a person tried to impersonate Captain Stoneburner and he actually got the voicemail. We posted a video last week about that. And then also we got another report of somebody impersonating Captain Lee Stoneburner. I got the report right here in my hand, where the person called an individual representing himself as Captain Lee Stoneburner with the York County Sheriff's Office, told the victim that she had failed to be in court pursuant to a summons and advised her that there were two warrants for her arrest. They said they instructed her on how the process worked and informed her that she would need to pay more than $3,400 as a bond to get out of the arrest warrant. The victim had some knowledge of what some sheriff's office staff, and began to question the suspect, who turned her over to another individual posing as Major Fred Moore. So the guy posing as Captain Lee Stoneburner handed her off to another guy posing as Major Fred Moore. The conversation continued, and the person convinced her to try to meet them at the Fort Mill District Office, and they further explained that the bond could be posted at a CVS kiosk. Right then and there, this smart, scam smart person who knew that this was a bogus phone call, knew it was a hoax, and she hung up. But then did the right thing, reported it to us, because, I mean, these knuckleheads are really going around, and they're using anybody's name and everything to try to scam you out of your money. I could tell you, everybody I listed, especially Major Moore and Captain Stoneburner, anybody with the name, it's a captain or a lieutenant or even sergeants or even deputies, are way too busy to stop and say, hey, you missed court. You have a warrant. You need to pay me X amount of money to pay that off, or we're going to arrest you. They're in command for a reason. They make command decisions. They don't sit in their office all day saying, this person owes. I mean, we have a warrants division who handles that. a warrants unit, excuse me, that handles all that. And so they're just too busy. Let's just put that out there. But the scammers, all scammers, prey on three main characteristics that we all have: fear, ignorance, and boredom. Now, you're probably saying, well, Trent, you call me ignorant. I ain't stupid. No, it's not that you're stupid. It's the fact that they're using the fact that you don't know. You don't know what goes on. I mean, the inner workings. Now, we try to be as transparent as can be. That's why you can go to YorkCountySheriff.com and find out who's on the command staff and a little bit about them and a little bit about the divisions and units that they're in charge of. It's all out there because we're that kind of a Sheriff Tolson wants to be a transparent, open organization so you know where your tax dollars are going. So we kind of do it to ourselves, but it's part of being open and transparent with you and being honest with you is that we put it all out there. And these scammers go and use that. They use that information to try and trick you. So I hate to say it. Don't trust it every time you get a phone call from the York County Sheriff's Office. Don't trust it at all. Because if you have a warrant, we're going to come to your door. We say this all the time. I tell people all the time. We're going to come to your door. We're going to give you that paperwork from our hands to your hands saying, hey, you having a warrant, turn around, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest. We're going to knock on your door, and that's it. But scammers use that fear of you getting in trouble because who's not scared of one? Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody. So these folks use that fear of saying that you're going to owe money and you can pay off a fine. Scammers will impersonate pretty much anything. And so listen, it's not hard. I mean, they're scammers and they're doing this for a reason, but I cannot highlight this anymore in any more way. So I want you to stop. If you're in your car, turn up your radio. If you're listening on your desktop, turn your speakers up, turn your earbuds up, whatever you're listening to right now, and listen to this as close as I can, as clear as I can make it. You cannot buy your way out of an arrest warrant. We do not take Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, Green Dot money cards, gift cards of any type, or any of those means of digital payment methods. If a person asks you to pay off a fine, a warrant, a bond, something that deals with that, you know, getting you out of something, that is the biggest red flag, sounding horn, fireworks exploding all over the place to tell you that the other person on the other end of the line is a scammer and they're trying to steal your money. We don't do it. I don't know of any law enforcement agency in America that takes Zelle or Cash App or Venmo to pay off fines. I just know we don't do it here. So now there's a whole bunch of different types of scams out there, and we can spend an entire podcast. We may do it again as long as we hammer it home to scam the scammer. But some of these you may be aware of. Some of these are old and some of them you may have heard of before, but we're going to go through them again just so you're aware so we can educate you, the listener, and then you can educate somebody else who may not know. Spoofing. Spoofing happens when a caller disguises the information shown on your caller ID. This gives the caller the ability to disguise or quote-unquote spoof the name and or number to appear as if they're calling from a certain person or a specific location or an agency. It's happened to our number. It's happened to us. 803-628-3059. That's the main number that you call to get to the York County Sheriff's Office. You call that number, you're going to get to the front desk during normal working hours. 8 to 5, you're going to speak to our records clerk at the front desk. After hours, after 5 o'clock, you're going to get two options. You're going to get press 1 for enforcement, press 2 for detention. And when you press that, enforcement's going to take you to the 911, the non-emergency line of the public safety communications. You press 2, you're going to get over to the detention center. You're going to get a detention officer that's going to answer that phone. You're not going to get an extension. You're not going to get like none of that press 3, press 4, press 5, or press your extension to get to someone. That's happened to Captain Stoneburner the other day. The guy trying to impersonate him used some weird number, and when we called back, it said, please dial the extension that you've been given. And that extension was like 701. And we pressed 701, and it went to a voicemail that said, hey, leave your message. We'll call you back. I mean, it sounded legit. Even on that one, it said, please hang up and call 911 if this is an emergency. That's what our voicemails say. So these scammers are learning the how we operate so they can make it sound real. And even to the point where it's spoofing. Like you see it on your caller ID, you're going to probably see 803-628-3059. But don't believe it that it, all the time that as somebody on the other end of the line is somebody legitimate from the York County Sheriff's Office. I hate to say it that way. I hate to say it that way because we want you to answer it and we want you to know that it's a true deputy or somebody here that's trying to get you some information. But these scammers use it. And it's a computer. It's a computer that you, that they dial, put, they put our number into their computer and through some voice over IP pushes out our number so it pops up on your caller ID that it's us. But don't always trust that it's us because sometimes they're going to use somebody's name and it's going to sound legit. Here, we're digressing. But anyway, oh gosh, they'll even use our addresses. Our address is 1675 2A York, South Carolina, York Highway, York, South Carolina, 29745. They will use that to make it sound like it's coming to us. And if they don't use that address, they're going to use one of our district offices. Now, if you want to send a letter, old snail mail wise, you can send it to 1675 York Highway and it'll get to us. But if you get one from, let's say, an address as our Clover District Office or our Fort Mill District Office or our York District Office or Rock Hill District Office, which our York District Office is the 1675 address. But anyway, if you get that somewhere else, one of our district offices, that should be a flag. That should be a flag to know that. So here's some other phishing scams. Phishing scams, and I'm not talking about rod and reel into the water catching a bass. We're talking about pH phishing. Scammers will use a bait online scams that target folks by sending them an email that appears to be from a well-known source, internet provider, a bank, or a mortgage company, for example. The scammer will get you on the hook and steal your personal information to open new accounts or break into your existing accounts. So you can avoid a phishing scam. It's fairly easy. Don't respond to emails or pop-up messages that will ask you for your personal financial information. It's that easy. Somebody asks for your information that's personal, that you shouldn't be asking me for my social security number or my maiden name or my middle name or date of birth or something like that. That's a red flag. Don't fall for phishing scams. Don't click on anything. Then there's this new, sort of new form of spear phishing. A spear phishing email uses social engineering techniques to urge a person to click on a malicious link or an attachment. Remember, these people use fear, ignorance, and boredom to try to get your stuff. Once the victim completes the intended action, the attacker can steal the credentials of the targeted individual and use that legitimate user's information to enter a network undetected. And it can enter all your information and steal your identity and so on and so forth. Your company should probably tell you this all the time, hopefully, so they can protect your information and the company's information and identity. Because if they get in there, they can do a whole heck of a lot of messing around and damage to your personal information and your company's information. Next up is social media mining. Here's the definition. Social media mining is the process of obtaining big data from user-generated content on social media sites and mobile apps in order to extract actionable patterns, form conclusions about users, and act upon the information, often for the purpose of stealing information or using users conducting research. So sometimes companies do this to conduct research and get advertising information, but the bad guys out there are using it to steal your information to make people think that they're you. So there you go. In short, Ever take one of those quizzes on Facebook or where you ask a bunch of questions? I'm guilty of it. I'm pointing the finger at me. Because I remember one I popped up on my memories the other day, 20 years. It said, what were you doing 20 years ago? Questions like, what music were you listening to? What was your job? What's your dog's name? If your dog was, because most dogs don't live past 15 years. And so 20 years ago, you had a different dog. Well, that kind of stuff. All this information is the ones where they can get your information to, you know, those security questions that you get on things where it tells you, or it asks you, like, where's your vacation? Where's your favorite place to vacation? What was your dog's name? What was your maiden name? That kind of stuff. That's where they get this stuff. It's called social media mining. So we always like to say, be encouraged. We encourage you to go to social media. We encourage you to go follow us on social media. But be careful what you put on social media. Because unless you have everything locked down to where only your friends can see what you're doing, and making your profile not public, people can see that and then get that information. And they're mining for your information to try to scam you out of your money. So here's another one I learned. This isn't the last one we're going to go to. Is one I learned most recently, and it's fairly new because of the onset of them. Quishing. Yeah, it's funny, right? It sounds like a weird, funny word. Quishing. 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 It sounds weird, but it's real. In short, it's for QR code phishing. Quishing is a type of phishing attack using QR codes to trick people into visiting malicious websites or downloading a virus-filled document. So be careful out there before you choose to scan that code you see online or on a billboard or for anywhere for that matter, sticking up on a sticker on a light post or something. So think twice about clicking on it, because you could give away your personal information. Decide if you really need to use a QR code to get information. You should also be double check the URL when you hover over the QR code. If you hover over it, you may see the brackets around the QR code, and underneath it, you'll see the website URL at the bottom. Make sure it's where you think it's going to go versus some bunch of letters and everything. So watch out for that. Here's a big one. We all do it. Scanning menus at a restaurant. Restaurants don't have paper. A lot of them are moving away from paper handheld menus. And so they have QR code menus. So if you pick up the QR code and see that it has nothing to do with the restaurant or food or anything for that matter, exit that page as quick as you got on it, fast, because you never know what that link might be doing to your phone or whatever. You can also turn off the QR scanning option on your phone to avoid those accidental scans. They're everywhere, those QR codes. I mean, you see them on billboards. We use them on our displays for hiring events. So, folks, I'm telling you, it's constant. We try to keep up with it. We try to inform you the best we can. But these knucklehead con artists, and yes, I call them artists because what they do is an art. They are acting and impersonating someone rather than being themselves for their monetary gain. And they're really targeting the older generation of citizens because older people trust a name and rank, especially somebody calling saying they're from the sheriff's office or a police department. And they were raised to be that way. Say, hey, please ask you a question, you answer it. It may not be that way here nowadays, but that's a whole different subject for a different day. So please, if you're thinking right now, there's no way that my friend or family member would ever fall for a scam, you'd be surprised. I mean, you really would. A few years ago, a former college professor of mine, who was a very, very smart man, fell for a scam and lost more than $21,000. To the your grandson is in jail scam. That's the scam where these people call and say, hey, your grandson, using that real name of your grandson, is in jail because the scammer has found your grandson's name, gone online, learned a little bit about the grandson or family member, let's go family member, and calls and says, hey, your grandson's in jail at whatever PD. You need to bail him out. $21,000. 21000. The only way you can get him out. And he convinced my friend that he needed to bail his grandson out of jail. And I remember talking to him after it happened. He said, Trent, he said all the right things. He had all he knew things about my grandson that I didn't think anybody knew. But he said all the right things. And he told me I needed to bail him out of jail, and I wanted to protect my grandson because I love him. And so what? He fell for it. But he fell for it with $21,000 worth of Apple gift cards. That I don't know how he fell for that, but he did. $21,000 of Apple gift cards. And that money's gone. It's gone. He was scammed out of that money. So if you don't think you can fall for a scam, think again. So if it can happen to you, it can happen to you. It can happen to your loved one. Education is key to helping us and helping you scam the scammer. That's what this is about, scamming the scammer. If it doesn't sound right or money is being exchanged in any way, stop. Think. Take a deep breath. Hang up and call us. When you hang up, that scammer is going to call you back and they're going to threaten you and they're going to get really vile on the phone and they're going to make you feel like we're coming to the door right now in 5 minutes if you don't pay that fine. I say hang up and say, good, I'll be waiting. And then you call us and let us know about it. So if they do try to attempt to come to your house, we'll be there waiting on them. Okay? Scammers, they are very, they use the fear to scare you into giving them your money. Don't fall for it. Hang up and call us. Report the incident so we know about it. So again, one more time, so it sinks in. You cannot buy your way out of an arrest warrant or a fine using Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, Green Dot money cards, gift cards, or any of those types of digital payment methods. If a person asks you to pay off those fines or a warrant so you don't go to jail, that's the red flag. That is the horn blaring in your face that this is a scam and this person is trying to steal my money no matter what his name is or her name is. Hang up that phone and call us and let us know about it. Don't fall for it. Don't ever give away your hard-earned money to somebody who's trying to take it from you because they're trying to scare you into going to jail. Don't do it. And please, if you're listening to this, tell your family. Tell your older family, your parents, your grandparents, somebody who doesn't listen to podcasts or see our funny videos on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and X. We need to spread the word that these scammers are trying to get out there and steal your money by pretending to be us. So, scams and diabolical scammers have been around for thousands of years. The earliest recorded scam dates back to 300 BC. That's the only one we know of that was written down. The earliest one written down. So that's the only way we know it happened, but I'm sure it happened way before that. Scams have been around for years, so they're not going to go anywhere. But with your help and spreading the word and this podcast, we all can scam the scammer. Thank you for listening to this bonus edition of YCSO Behind the Badge.